questions, comments, concerns. Again, star 6 on your line will put you in live with me. And if there's nothing, I don't hear anybody.
Hi, Sam?
Yes.
I have a question. This
you
is Winona. I got in really late, but I wanted to get on because I have a question. What other than Sam cream have people found helpful for shingles?
Oh, goodness. Shingles are primary. Well, I know it can be on any area of the body, but primarily usually people get them in their lower legs, right?
No. Chest. He's got it in the chest. Generally, it's in the chest
Sam?
Or the midsection.
Yeah, go ahead. Somebody wants to address this. Go for it.
Vance, I had shingles that occurred on my mid-back and it came around to the front side because shingles usually affect one side of the body. Is this correct in your situation?
Yes. Well, it always is because it's on the nerve, and so the nerve just goes around to one half of the body.
Correct.
That's why the rash is just follows whatever nerve the chickenpox virus is affecting.
Right.
That's very painful. So I know. Go ahead.
Right. I had two breakouts, and this was just 4 years ago, and I used the Farnfarid, the Kinko Wave. I don't know if you have one of those.
I'm sorry. Say again.
A Kinko Wave.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I used the Pymag water. I had my husband squirt that on my back.
Okay.
And then I used the steam cream.
Mm-hmm.
And then I laid on the bed.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
what I
okay.
did.
Okay, thank you so much. When I had it, we did not have the CM cream, and so I know I have heard that that has been really helpful.
Right. Well, you know, if you don't have the cream, you can take the joint, because what's in the cream is in the joint. So now you can turn it external with the cream, and you can take it internal with the joint.
Ooh. Okay, so take
it
as a joint. All right.
Fan?
Super.
Yeah, if I can throw in there and add to what Angelique said, the word that she didn't use that I remember hearing years ago, and this was from a registered nurse, and Polly Wolf said it this way. She said, we have to remember that the CM cream and the joint, the C-dimeristol, contains an anti-inflammatory. So anything that's reacting in the body that is causing increase of temperature, I've never had shingles, but I've talked to people who have, and I know that it's incredibly painful.
Right, you never have it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it. I don't need to have empathy pains with it.
No.
So, that being said, just any other skin issue that is connected even with the central nervous system, the anti-inflammatory element in the CM cream and the joint literally will go in and help repair that. So, but as Angelique said, I would address it from both topically and internally to get the body the best boost.
Excellent suggestion.
And then combine that with the far infrared comforter, and you're going to get a recipe for success. Yes, go ahead.
This is Judy in Chicago. I had shingles a bit ago and years ago when I first was with Nikon. I would also suggest, because I used the Pymag water and the CM cream and everything, but at that time we had the long johns.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer have that, but I would take one of the sports socks and I would pin it to wherever so that you have something on you, far infrared, 24/7. Because you can't wrap yourself in a comforter all day long.
No, and I used
that's right.
Away.
And I remember living 24/7 in my long johns when I had it, and it was the only thing that brought me up. Tiny measure of comfort.
Those were amazing.
So thank you. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. And so pin a sock or a knee wrap. Okay. Super.
Yeah. You guys
thank
are
you.
Absolutely, all of you ladies, you are absolutely wonderful because I could not have addressed that had not someone been there and done that. So thank you.
Another thing that you could use.
Well, and I have some. Bring them to this gentleman that has it. Super. Thank you so much.
Do you have a kinko wave?
I do, actually. And so I will bring that now. Can you tell me a little bit more specifically how you use that, if you might
not mind? I just put it on the spot that was either itching or... I didn't have the burning sensation, I guess because... I don't know, it never developed to the burning, but mine itched like crazy. And whichever spot was itching was the spot I put that kinko wave on. And I did have back breakouts, but once I got past the healing of the second breakout, I haven't had one since.
Good for you. Yep.
And then it was also suggested to do the immunity because your body is apparently in a rundown position so that the virus can take hold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you have, you want to double up on that, do you think, on the beta dose, or what kind of dosing did you use during the acute phase,
I muscle checked myself.
You muscle tested. Okay.
Right.
And if I can throw in here and chime in here, you guys, if you want to really expedite, Dr. Howiak, and Roger Drummer, agreed this, and I've heard several other people say, oh, yeah, that's just the way to do it. And it's one of those things out there that we don't realize how simple the body will react when we take something like immunity. But it's not just taking it, it's how we take it. So, Winona, you asked the question, should we double up on it? Well, here, I'll give you a simple solution. You don't have to double up on it, but just take it a little bit differently. Instead of swallowing the capsule... And some of you are going to absolutely freak out when you hear what I'm about to say. But you'll get over it, okay? And Angelique's laughing because she knows where I'm going with it. Instead of swallowing the capsule, dip your head back, lift your tongue, and dump both sides of the capsule underneath your tongue. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you push your tongue back down, take a half a teaspoon or a quarter teaspoon of Jade Greenzymes, and dump it on top of it, and it'll mask that nasty, disgusting charcoal flavor of the immunity.
Okay.
And just let it set there, and let it dissolve naturally, and in about 10 to 15 minutes, it'll be gone. And here's the so what. Some of you know this, but it's a good reminder. That product, whatever you put under your tongue, will bypass your digestive glands and absorb into the bloodstream faster through the saliva duct.
Mm-hmm.
And the effectiveness of that solution is literally tenfold or 20, whatever. I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but when Dr. Howiak and I were talking about this a few weeks ago, he said, oh, yeah, that's the best way. He said, vegetarians, for years, that's how they always take all their supplements because it's the most effective way to get it into your body. Why does the Western medical community tell us to bring a heart attack? If we're having a heart attack, you go grab a baby aspirin or an aspirin. You don't swallow it. What do you do with it? You chew it because it absorbs into the bloodstream, much, much faster at an accelerated rate when it's gone through the saliva duct versus swallowing it
through
the digestive part. So if you want to maximize it, what I would recommend, and I do this all the time, when I start feeling like I'm coming down with something, I will take an immunity, or if it really hits me fast, I'll do it even more aggressive and take a lactoferrin, which if you think immunity tastes disgusting under your tongue, wait till you taste the lactoferrin. I mean, that is just, you're going, holy smoke. That'll wake you up. I mean, hit the coffee. Try one of them under your tongue. But you dump the capsule underneath your tongue. And I really, really am grateful that some of these core solutions when it comes to nutrition, Nikan has put them in powder form because we can do that. You know, the Caldent, for example, it's in a solid, a solid form. It's not in capsule. But the Osteodense, the lactoferrin, the immunity, the Jade, they're all in powder form. We can dump them under our tongue and get a greater rate of return. And it's also what I call the frugalman's way or poor man's way to stretch your auto ship dollar is you can take all of Nikan's nutritionals. You've heard me say this before. They are geared and designed. What it says on the label, if it says take 2 immunity daily, that's designed for a 150-pound person. So if you weigh 200, you're going to need to take, you know, 25% more. If you weigh 150, then take two Immunity a day. If you want to trim that back and take only one a day, dump it under your tongue. You'll get the same effectiveness out of it, you know. Now, is that an exact science? I don't know. But our family goes through two bottles of Immunity a month. And I take one.
Hi, Vince. This is Molly.
Good
from anatomy's point of view, the mouth has lots of blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very, very vascular place.
Okay,
so that means take whatever you put in there to the bloodstream directly, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. I like that term much better than the way I explained it, Molly, because you said the mouth vascular. It has a lot of vascular.
Yeah, well, if you look under your tongue, you can see how red the vessels are and how many there are. So she's just absolutely right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hopefully that's more blood vessel. How much J-Quinzine on top of the Immunity?
Okay, I'll answer that question by saying, number one, it's not a full packet. It's not the stick, the individual one. That has 2.5 teaspoons per stick, per little foil pouch. Okay, do not dump that entire thing underneath your tongue.
Okay.
It's way overkill. You can if you want to. I mean, especially if you're in our group. If you're in our group and I'm getting paid on you, you need to be doing that 2-3 times a day. Okay? Come on, people. Get with the program.
No, I'm not in your group. You can...
Well, Vince, I would like to say that because when Jay Greenzymes came out and you talked about putting it under your daughter's tongue, I have been doing that every day. I have not been sick since. I have not had a sinus infection. Therefore, I have not had bronchitis, which was a total change in my health profile. And I do that every morning, and so my family is used to me coming out with greens around my mouth sometimes because it's still.
And how much do you take?
To answer your question, how much the jar of the Jade Greenzyme says?
What,
right,
like a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons?
It says take 1 teaspoon mixed with Pymag water or juice or whatever, and it says 2-3 times daily. I take 0.5 teaspoon, dump it under my tongue. And usually, if I'll slow down in the afternoon enough, I'll do that a second time between lunch and dinner, you know, and it's a wonderful, wonderful way to combat the body's, you know, natural, you know, needs, or not combat, but to give the body the boost that it needs.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been taking. 0.5 teaspoon under my tongue every single morning.
Yeah.
Wow, that would save me a lot of money.
Yeah, it would.
So
Molly, you're not in our group, so go ahead and save the money. Reduce your auto ship a little bit. thank you for laughing, because some people say, wow, he's a real miser, man. All he's concerned about is the almighty dollar. No, but it does pay the bills, you know.
That's right.
Well, it makes sense.
Well, thank you so much. I'll give you a report.
Yeah, it makes sense in the relationship that Nikan always have the instructions say don't mix the J-Quinzyme powder with the hot water because the protein immediately destroys. And our body is hot. So when you
Our body is not hot, Molly. It's warm. 98.6 degrees is not considered hot.
But if you have been in the operating room when you open your stomach, and that is much more.
Yeah, no, I can understand. You get the stomach acid, and it's going to be much hot. You know, there are some of the ladies that are on the call right now would be, by all intents and purposes, be defined as hot, and I understand that, okay? But I can't see you, and you can't see
most of us.
Most of us. But that being said, again, that's a great disclaimer to remind these people, do not mix the J-Greenzymes to tea or coffee, because it will destroy the protein content. And when you have a product like the J-Greenzymes in that pure barley form, 65% pure protein. It is a huge, huge protein. It's a whole food, and we often forget that the the jade greenzymes is a whole food.
Yeah.
And when you look at it from that perspective, the body could survive on eating nothing but barley, and you'd live a very long, long, prosperous, healthy life.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have to do that. In cultures that eat a huge amount of barley, like Greeks, for example, ancient Greeks, it was grapes and barley. Those were their two main forms of food. They put barley in everything. They made it into everything. Grapes, obviously, you can eat straight or you can make them into wine. And, you know, you look at them as a culture and they lived very, very healthy. They were also very, very smart. But anyhow, just bringing that up, a whole food, something like barley, is a huge, huge asset to our daily routine.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Ted. Can I add a clarifying or perhaps confusing note to what you were talking about?
I would expect nothing less from you, Ted. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, first about shingles. First, no, don't use aluminum fighting, another type of shingles to fix your herpes. Yeah, never mind. Can't help it, my
you're coming across very, very garbled, sir.
Ted, if you
are, you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, he's not a... Ted, your cell phone has an amazing ability to break up, and I don't know if you're moving around, but I know Winona wants to hear what you're saying. Not so much about the herpes.
Anyway, but seriously, I'm talking about sublingual application of different substances, drugs. For centuries, people have been using stuff under the tongue. People probably can remember the people who have heart disease and heart pain from taking a nitroglycerin under their tongue. That's been going on for a long time. Well, what's happened is it's not absorbed through the blood vessels. It's absorbed through the epithelial tissue. It bypasses all the acids and stuff. It goes through the digestive tract. So, vitamin B12, for example, for pernicious anemia, you have to take that by shot, or you can also take that sublingual also. But it goes through the epithelial tissue. The skin is epithelial tissue, but very stuff goes into your bloodstream where you want it to go, all sorts of routes. Underarm deodorants, for example, you'll absorb aluminum, which is a very toxic substance. So, what you say is true. You can take this stuff under the tongue, and it doesn't taste very good. But there's a lot of things that the only way you can get it into the body effectively is to give it by shot, or you can eat. Some people even do it, for example, suppositories. The south end of the body, which I know more about than... North end of the body. So, rectally, for example.
For those of you who don't know who's talking right now, this is Dr. Ted Lehman, and he is a. I never can adequately call a gentleman who's in as amazing health as Ted is retired from anything. Ted will never retire. That being said, Ted's got a lot of wisdom when it comes to exactly what he's talking about. And Ted, I'm thinking right now, because you just kind of sparked something in my mind, maybe you and I and a couple other folks could do a common sense solution for not only utilizing the Nikan solutions, but you addressed the topic of underarm deodorant or antiperspirant. I'm not going to be a conspiracy theorist. However, I am guessing that with the lymph nodes in the underarm area, that there might be a connection with the rise in the amount of cancer, breast cancer, in both men and women. Just maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe. But again, I'm not going to go sound the alarm and get on a soapbox. However, about, 2-3 years ago, maybe more, I can't remember, I just made a decision and I thought, you know, they have all these other solutions out there. Why not try them? And the same solution that Phil and Gloria Offerly and then also Ruth Lowe have been, championing for years when it comes to real salt, there is a wonderful solution out there, and we're not making any money off this because Nikan doesn't sell it. Nikan won't sell it. You can pick it up at any health food store or any, you know, I don't know if Trader Joe's sells it, but I know Whole Foods does. But go into the section where the personal care section, and you can get for dirt cheap. They last forever. It's called a mineral stone or a salt stone.
Yeah.
And
right.
They work fantastic. You will still get wet. So your clothes.
It's antibacterial.
Yeah, it's totally antibacterial. And it says right on the package, use for your underarms or your feet or any other area of your body where you tend to smell. And as long as your body is clean, so you do need to bathe. So there's some of us that need to increase our bathing, you know, quantity per week. But once you're clean and you apply it to that area, it is phenomenal. And there's no side effects. You're not putting aluminum and poisonous chemicals into the area of the body where the body absorbs them with disastrous effects. So again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, but just common sense will tell you. Well, that makes sense, right?
Well, if you go into the EWG.org, they're not conspiracy theorists either, but you will find all of the stuff that you want to stay away from if you want to stay healthy. That's the Environmental Working Group, and they're the ones that have done the experiments on the research on how much chemicals are in cord blood on a fetus 6 months, and a fetus that hasn't even been out on the outside yet through the mother's blood. 210 was the last time I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right on. I would love to have you have a call on that kind of thing, Dan.
Okay. Well, hey, I know Ted would be game on it, and maybe I can round up one other person that could come from I'm thinking of somebody right now who's not a Nikan wellness consultant and a former organ transplant nurse with OHSU. She managed that whole division. OHSU, for those of you who are not in the Portland area, is Oregon Health Sciences University Hospital, and it's one of the main trauma. There's only two trauma facilities that deal with trauma injuries, and they're one of them. But this gal, she's a friend of ours, she was the manager of the organ transplant department for years. And now she's been out of nursing for about 5-6 years and full-time stay-at-home mom, but not in Nikan yet. She's at this point, the timing's not right. We had a very honest, forthright conversation. But she would be a phenomenal, phenomenal person to...
Mm-hmm.
have share about some simple common solutions that we can do to educate ourselves as wellness consultants to make our lives even better. So, anyways, gang, it's 8:20, and I try and keep the Q&A portion to a few minutes, anyways. But hey, you guys have got questions. I'm getting texts from people. Vince says you could use the mineral stone from. Could you use the mineral stone from the Nikan water system? No.
Yes.
Two reasons. Winona, you want to address that question, why you would not want to take the mineral stones, the living stones, out of the aquaphor or the waterfall and rub them underneath your armpit?
Well, the mineral stone that you're talking about is an entirely different stone. It is mined, obviously, and it is a stone, but it's clear. It's totally clear. So it's a whole different phenomenon. So yeah, you go, just go to the natural food store section, and you'll find it. Or you ask someone in the natural food store for the mineral stone, and I don't know if there's another name for it. I have one upstairs. I don't know if I can get up there fast
enough. It also does come in a liquid form. Yeah, it comes in both forms, but this actual stone is a salt stone, and it does break down. You get it wet, you use it as an applicator, and it does break down a little bit. I'm on my second stone in like I said, 3-4 years. I don't know how long it's been. But let me warn you in advance, folks, if you guys have never used this solution, it does not, it's not an antiperspirant. You will sweat right through it. But the difference is your sweat will not have any odor. It's an antibacterial, and it will not. It's just a wonderful one. It is not geared. You apply it at 5 o'clock in the morning. By 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's probably going to wear off. You may want to reapply it. So if you're busy in all day, you may have to cheat and digress and go back to the old stuff.
And never take a stone for granted.
Yeah.
I have a brand name if anybody has problems finding one. It's got a website. It's www.LASAM.com. I have a $7 sticker on mine, and it just calls it a deodorant stick. This I looks like it's come. It's made in Thailand, and it says it does 24-hour deodorant protection, made with natural mineral salts that eliminate odor-causing bacteria.
Yeah.
And it's phenomenal.
Vince wants me to add, thank you, Vince, for texting, perspiring is normal. And yes, we know that. It's the body's way of cooling itself. It's also the body's way of exfoliating toxins. It's a natural process. So when we stop it, when we paint shellac on our bodies, and no, none of us would do that, but when we're using antiperspirant, that's what we're doing. We're not allowing those pores to open up, so you're forcing something to work backwards. When we do that, it's kind of harsh on the body. So this is natural. It's okay to, you know, to experience it. So, hey, and guys, I didn't mean to digress this direction, but I know it's been helpful, such as some of us have never heard of this before, these solutions, and I want this. I solicit this type of stuff, and I'm just glad that you guys are comfortable enough to bring it up. So I need to get into my day. If there's anything that I can do, as always, don't hesitate to email, to text, to call, you know, to twit. Actually, I don't twit. I don't know what twitting is. Well, I know what it is, but I don't do that. But you can get a hold of me, all right? And I'm here to help you out with the three-way, with the providing, connecting you with the Nikan solutions, whatever I can do, don't hesitate, okay? I'm not busy. I'm active by choice. And but never too active to assist anybody that isn't. So on that note, again, have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, everyone. I look forward to talking with you again in 2 weeks.